This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're in the middle of this amazing case of two people that come to wash together, with Reuven having his hands poured upon, with Shimon coming in underneath, which, according to the Mechaber, Shimon's hands are directly below Reuven, samuch, but not necessarily touching. And in this case, both of their hands are tahar, even though the second guy's hands never had a ravius of water poured on it, because they're coming from something called shiurei tahara. Shiurei tahara. The Mishnah Berurah brought the lamdus here is, and this is the lamdus of the Beis Yosef, chashvinan kiyad achas. But if it's meruchak, it's noitel b'mei rechitzas chaveray. So the Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Gimel, Simen Kuf Samach Sif Yud Gimel, V'yesh ma'atirim afilu kishenoitlim zeh achar zeh, some permit, even if they wash one after another. Why? Hoyol u'b'shah shehizchol echalito mehem, hoyo behem revias. Since when they began to wash, there was a revias. Gam l'sheni zeh oylem ebnei shabo mishirei tahara. So what is this second case? Says Mishnah Berurah, "V'yesh matir nafila." Right, so loymer shenoitlin legamri b'fnei atzman kol echav ve'echad, where they completely wash independently, each one by themselves. Uladei azu, and according to this opinion, gam kein davka kishabo lito bebas achas. According to this opinion, it's davka when they come to wash simultaneously. Meaning they're coming to the sink at the same time, but the second guy is waiting until the first guy washes. So it seems like the case is Reuven and Shimon come to the sink together. Reuven fills up the cup with a revius. Reuven pours on his hands. There's less than a revius remaining in the cup. Shimon could wash from less than a revius. Why does this work? Hoyel uvesha shehischil ha'echad lito mehem haya behem revius. What exactly is this logic? What is the logic here? Is he sticking his hands under the second guy, or the first guy washes and then the second guy washes? But there's some logic of bo litol bevas achas. Let's see. Gam the mechaber says gam l'sheni zeh oylem, even for the second guy it works. Mibnei shabo mishirei tara. Says the Mishnah Berurah gam l'sheni zeh oylem, it works for the second guy. Ach ledeyazu, however, according to this opinion, tsarech harishain lishbaich al yadav shtei pa'amim. Just according to this opinion, the first guy has to wash on his hands two times. Uletzamtzein b'netilasai, and be very precise in his washing, kadesh yishar gam l'shin yishur kadesh yuchal yitol siyadav. So the second guy at least has enough water to wash his hands. Ma she'enkein l'dei rishayna, according to the first opinion, tzach she'yishbach harishin kor v'yis mayim al yadav. The first guy has to pour the whole revius on his hands. Uveshas hatchak, and in a pressing circumstance, yesh lismaych lahakel kadesh yazu, you could rely and be lenient on the, you could rely to be lenient on this opinion, dehudas harbe poiskim kumashukasan ver halacha. So it seems like the two opinions are like this. The first opinion is, if you have one revius, then Reuven comes and washes his hands. Shimon now comes and sticks his hands underneath. The water hits Reuven's hands, then hits Shimon's hands, and it is, it's going to work. It's permitted. It works. Why? Because the water that hits Shimon's hand is considered coming mishiurei tahara. The yesh matirim. Is the Rajba that even if they wash one after another, Reuven, the cup had a revius. Reuven washed his hands, but Shimon came to wash his hands at the same time as Reuven. They both came to the cup at the same time. So if Reuven is mitzamtzem to wash his hands, leaving off enough water for Shimon to wash his hands, although less than a revius, it would be effective. Why? Because that's also considered coming mishiure tahara. That's also considered coming to from shiure tahara. Okay. That's a very interesting opinion. Says the Mechaber further. V'yalderach zeh noitlim mechatzi loig l'shloisha ularba. In this manner, you could use a half a loig, and three or four people could wash. Umiloig lekama mnei adam, and from one loig, many people. Kozman shemaspikim hamayim lishbach kol echad al yadav shalish pam. As long as everyone has enough water to wash on their hands three times. Huh? Where did that come from? Vu adin sheyicholim lahaniach arba v'chamisha yedeim ze betzad ze oize agav ze v'lito keechad. The same din would be that four or five people could place their hands one on the side of the other, or one on top of the other, and wash simultaneously. Uvolvad sheyarpu yedeim beinyan sheagia mayim lechol echad. As long as they loosen their hands and lower their hands in a way that the water could fall on everyone's hands. We'll see this last case in the Mishnah Berurah. First, let's see Ayin Hei. V'al derech zeh, the Mechaber said, in this manner, you could use a chatzi loig to wash three or four people. V'al derech zeh, roi tzolomer, shemuter litol zeh achar zeh, afilu bekama anashim. It's permitted to wash one after another for many people. So in other words, it's not only Reuven and Shimon come to the sink and they could both use a revius, but many people could come to the sink and use, the Mechaber says, from a chatzi loig, three people could wash, or four people, from a loig, many people. Mechatzi loig l'shloisha. So now the Mishnah Berurah has a cheshbon. Well, let's make a little bit of a calculation. You need a revius for one person, for two people, right? A revius for two people. Or what is a revius? A revius of what? A revius haloig. Revius haloig. So three people shouldn't need chatzi loig. Do the math. If two people could use one revius, then three people should be able to use 3/8 of a revius, 3/8 of a loig, right? That means each person is using an eighth, right? If two people use a revius, that means each person needs an eighth. So then three people, you should be able to use 3/8. Okay. Mechatzi loig l'shloisha v'im toimar kivan de berevius sagi l'shnayim. Since a revius is enough for two people, imkain revius umechsa sagi l'shloisha. Oh, you should be able to use a revius and a half, meaning 3/8. Yesh loimar shachashu chachamim. The chachamim are concerned kivan den fishi gavri. There are a lot of people. Lo yidaktiku yafe lito l'ara perek. Since there's so many people, people will be will not be careful to wash up to the wrist. Everyone's going to be so worried that they're going to be leaving over water. You can't use 3/8. You need to use 4/8. Question. But if two people know how to, are okay, if two people are able to be mitzamtzem, then why can't three people be mitzamtzem according to that ratio? seems like when there are more people around, people get nervous. You know, like, get out of the kitchen. There are too many people in the kitchen. Right? It starts getting, it becomes very stressful when there are a lot of people standing around. So then people are going to, the crowding, even though it's per ratio, creates some kind of psychological effect that people are going to think, you know, we have to save. There's not enough to go around. Okay. Uvidiyaved imnotal ha'echad mechatzi revius. Bidiyaved, if the first guy used half of the revius, so let's think for a moment. You need to get a half a loig, which is basically two revius, and not 3/8. But b'di'eved, if the first guy used the half a revius, which according to the halacha, you need another half a revius. Yuchlu lito shneho achroinim revius hanishar. Okay, one more time. Three people, we need a half a leg. Why do you need a half a leg? Mishabura wants to know. I thought each person needs half a revius. So if each person needs half a revius, you don't need a half a leg for three people. You should be able to use 3/8. So the Mishabura said, there are too many people, they're not going to be mitzamtzim. Therefore, a revius umechtsa is not enough. One revius and a half revius is not enough, even though technically each person only needs half a revius. You need two revius for three people. But b'di'eved, if somebody washed from half a revius, yuchlu, okay, which is okay. Yuchlu litol shneho achroinim me revius hanisha. The two last guys, they could wash from the remaining revius. Meaning in this case, you started off with a half a revius. You really needed to start with a chatzi loig. A chatzi loig is two revius. I don't understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. Yuchlu lito shneho achroinim me revius hanishar.
One and a half what? Revius. And should have had two reviuses. It started with one and a half, but it shouldn't have. But the first guy only used a half revius, and Taka has one revius left, the two guys remaining.
There's a full revius. They started off with revius umechza. So the first guy washed with a half revius. So at this point in time, we should say you need a revius. How much should these two guys really wash with now?
Well, now they're okay. Now the previous case of them happened.
They should have. What should they have started with? Two revius?
Right, because there were three of them planning on washing.
So, you would have thought what? This guy. You would have thought they violated the halacha. They should have started with two revius. So the first guy washed with a half revius. So now these two guys should be required to use revius umechza. So you would say this is not a case of b'di'eved. They should be required to wash with revius umechza. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah will do one more. Says three times. Shalosh pa'amim. B'tor kasav shnei pa'amim. The Torah says two times. In other words, the Mechaber is saying as long as every person has enough to wash on their hands three times. So the Torah says two times. The Ikra Netilah Mishum Taro Shnei Pamim. V'rakim Yesh Aleim Lichloch. It's only if there's dirt. Hachoytze Tzarch Lita Pam Achas Mikoydim Lavar Lichloch Kilekaman B'Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Okay, it's very nice. The Torah said two times. Why in the world did the Mechaber say three times? The Mishabur says the Torah said, we never saw you eat three times. Is this a requirement? Chazon Ish says, if your hands are not dirty, so the Chazon Ish says that if your hands are not dirty and the first guy washed three times and there was only Revius, the second guy can't wash after him. Because it's not considered Shiare Tahara. Because the first pouring, if there isn't Lichlich, is like he poured on the ground. Okay, let's see this again tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.